Major advanced PCB design techniques for EMI reduction. 1. Optimized layer stacking structure of a PCB, and especially the layer stackup, are the most important in managing. EMI advanced PCBs are highly multi-layered, comprising signal layers, power, and ground planes. Ground planes will normally serve as reference planes to assist in the dissipation of EMI. For control of EMI, high PCB employs optimized layer stackups so that sensitive signals can be kept isolated. It places the ground plane next to the high-speed signal layers to reduce the distance the interference must travel, hence containing the radiated EMI. 2. Ground plane strategies. A continuous ground plane is critical for EMI management. Not only does it provide a path for the return current, but also provides a low impedance return path for high frequency signals. In particular, O single ground plane minimizes the possibility of ground loop's major source of conducted EMI. O in complex or high frequency designs, there might be a number of ground planes for further isolation of sections and minimization of EMI impact. High PCB designs use dedicated ground planes, and often designs have an isolated ground plane for only the high frequency parts to reduce the return path impedance. Further, high PCB provides split ground planes quite often to keep analog and digital grounds separated from interfering with each other. 3. Component placement and routing strategies. The components place and then route in such a manner that affects EMI. High PCB implements EMI robust component placement that keeps high frequency and sensitive analog components physically far from each other. Some major routing techniques are O differential pair routing. Differential pair routing is done in which both signal lines carry the same signal, and each line is equally susceptible to EMI. The interference gets canceled by this technique, as a result of which these signals maintain their integrity. O right angle. Trace avoidance. Right angles create the opportunity for reflections of the signal, and in turn, create radiated EMI. High PCB uses traces at 45 degrees or curved traces for this purpose to a minimum effect. O minimizing trace lengths. This is done by making the high frequency traces as short as possible to reduce the potential for radiated EMI. 4. Shielding and enclosure design. For applications that are extremely sensitive, shielding can be an extra layer in the protection against EMI. High PCB uses a number of physical shielding methods to decrease EMI, O Faraday cages. The sensitive circuits will thus have conductive enclosures, which serve to block the incoming EMI. O conductive coatings. Apply EMI absorbing coating to critical areas of the PCB to trap and dissipate EMI. O metal enclosures. Putting the entire PCB in one conductive housing well reduces the radiated EMI. Shielding materials range from copper to aluminum, and sometimes a special class of conductive polymers. The shielding design also makes sure the board will comply with industry standards, such as FCC and CE for electromagnetic emissions. 5. Filtering techniques. High PCB uses low-pass filters and ferret beads for EMI control by attenuation of high-frequency signals. Key aspects include the following. O capacitive filtering. Capacitors are placed as close as possible to the high frequency component to shunt the EMI to ground. O ferret beads. These devices are designed to attenuate high frequency signals and are thus very handy for decoupling power and ground lines. O differential mode. Filters. For the signals transmitted across differential pairs, differential mode filters maintain signal integrity by excluding common mode noise. Filtering is especially effective in the case of conducted EMI. Such a measure will make sure that either power integrity or signal quality has not been compromised.